WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show. 393-3700. Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. 393-3700, the number to call. What's must-see TV for you, Tom, when you get back from Ann Arbor?
Well, it's going to depend on how the Michigan game goes. Because I'm telling you what, my attitude can really swing, okay? Now, if Michigan beats Iowa, I'll be all over college football. I mean, I just, yeah, that's just the way I am. I mean, when my team wins, my attitude for watching other college football game increases quite a bit.
What did you do last week when you got
back? Okay, well, first of all, last week, getting down there. Right. I've been going to Michigan. I've been going down to Ann Arbor to football games since I was a little kid, okay? And driving down there since, you know, for a long, long time, obviously, too. I've never seen traffic to and from in my entire life going to Ann Arbor. There must have been a quarter of a million people down there.
Yeah.
Most of them weren't going to the game.
Exactly.
And I left at noon, and it took me still an hour and 45 to get where I needed to get. You know, I was partnering up there by
the way.
I know all the back routes. When I get, I went through North Campus, I cut through this, I cut through there, and I had to park up at Burns Park, way beyond where I normally park. And then going home, I had to go up to North Campus, pick up a car, have my son, you know, has to do right. with some logistics of my daughters down there visiting their Michigan friends. And so I was a little bit later coming out of Ann Arbor than I normally would have been.
What time did you get back?
I got back about 9:15. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I mean, it's just the traffic was crazy. And so when I got back, did I watch college football? Oh, it was painful. It's painful. For Michigan to lose to Michigan State, for me, it's painful. Yeah, it hurts. And I couldn't watch a lot of college football. I was on a moratorium. I couldn't watch the sports. The State Journal never got out of its wrapper as far as I'm concerned. Because it's all over. It's all over everywhere. And then, but, you know, then I got this huge distraction with this tragedy that I had to deal with my son and his high school team, so it just gave me a perspective check on everything. But that's kind of how last weekend went. Now this weekend, you know, if Michigan gets spanked today, now you know everything's going to switch with Michigan fans. They're going to shift. They're going to shift from let's get rid of this idiot and let's start over, which I don't necessarily say is the right thing to do, but that's where the shift is going to go in the approach.
You think a lot of people will think that?
It depends on how they play today. If they just get slapped all over the yard for the second straight week because they got slapped around last week.
Is it homecoming today?
It's homecoming today. Everybody's back. You got 3:30 game. You got national TV. You got gorgeous weather again.
Right.
You got tailgating, you got pre-tailgating, you got post-tailgating, and it's really going to be a defining moment today in this season, if you will, for Michigan.
We're going to get to our Facebook responses in just a minute, but we want to go out to our phones, 393-3700, 393-3700, and let's try Flat Gut. Hello, Flat.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Tom. I just wanted to mention last week's counterpoint that was in the State Journal with Joe Rexroe and Blair.
Barry Keel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Barry, excuse me. I had to disagree with one of the points that they made in that article about switching coaches if Michigan did switch. I don't see any reason why there should be a big transition from Rich Rod to the Stanford coach any more than there was a big difference when Michigan State brought in D'Antonio and replacing John L. Smith.
That's a very, very, that's a really, thank you so much for the
Thanks,
call,
Flat
Guy. That's a very valid point he makes. Everybody says, oh, my God, it sets you back 5 years. And I run into that mindset as well because, well, Jim Harbaugh, you think of Jim Harbaugh, you think of fullback blasts, you think of lead blockers, you think of power football, you still think of a good quarter, you know. I mean, what would Denard Robinson do
transfer. If
Rift Rodley, and if he transferred, is that the end of the world for Michigan football?
No, he might
football?
Be a heck of a wide receiver or running back.
Yeah, I mean, so you think about those, you always think about going back, you talk to Jim Jamie Morris. You talked to Jim Brandstetter. You know, they don't want change.
Right.
They know what has to, had to go through to get that change. But sometimes you have to go, you have to say to yourself, when do you cut your losses?
Right.
And when I look at Michigan's, the progression of this football program, this now into this third year.
Right.
Where's the defensive progression that you need to have? You need to win defense. We've had great weather. What happens when you need, the weather is more power football friendly than wide open football friendly here in the Midwest? What happens to Michigan in that scenario?
So if Michigan wins 8 football games, which is what you projected, but the defense is still butt ugly,
mm-hmm.
are you satisfied?
Well, no, I'm never satisfied.
But in the progress.
Or do I want to change? You know, I don't know. I'm not smart enough and to know that, but I'm telling you what, there's going to be a lot of upset people if they don't improve the way they're playing. They don't have a quality win. They just don't. There's not a quality win accomplished. So Notre Dame is not a quality win. UConn's not a quality win. So, I mean, what did they accomplish in that regard? They gave up 500 yards. They've given up 500 total yards. 500 total yards on 3 occasions where one of them is a pretty good team. Michigan State, I admit, is a pretty good team. Okay? It could be a pretty good team at least. Okay?
Okay.
But you got UMass and IU serving up 500 total yards.
Right.
How do you rationalize that? How do you say we're making strides? How do you just blame it on youth? I mean, I just don't get that part. And
well, Notre Dame had 535 yards.
Well, maybe there's another one. I know UMass had 37 points. I mean, they both were in the, everybody's in. I mean, for the most part, for the last 3 years, everybody's in the 400 to 500. Now, flipping over to Michigan State, it's good that Michigan State's winning this year because I think their fans would have gotten a little antsy because they had a losing season last year.
Absolutely.
And their coach's third year of his stint.
Right.
So, I mean,
the difference is where Michigan State started and where Michigan started. And a lot of people remember, you know, the Lloyd era now.
Well, they started with in a season they had lost to
a big win over Florida in the bowl game.
I understand that, but they also, that was a season marked by an embarrassing loss to Appalachian State and an absolute butt kicking at home to the Oregon Ducks. So it's not like 2007 was a high level starting point.
Lost to Michigan State. They lost to Purdue. They lost to Illinois.
And they got beat by Ohio State handily. I mean, on and on and on.
They were still a 9-win team.
What's that?
They were still a 9-win team.
Yeah, I know, but once again, you got to look at the quality wins. They had one quality win. They beat the Florida Gators. That was it. One.
Yeah.
Quality win in 2007.
You know, I want to say one thing very quickly about Jim Harbaugh. We'll get to these comments on the question of the week a little bit later. Very interesting, because now I'm hearing people say if they're going to make the switch, if they decide that Rich isn't the guy, they got to go, they got to get Jim Harbaugh, they better do it fast. Because I'm hearing from some people who know him very well that he's going to be in the NFL before long. And once that happens, you ain't getting him back.
Well, he's not the only silver bullet there. Okay.
Really?
It'd be nice to at least consider him.
I thought he was the guy.
Well, I mean, there's more than one guy.
Okay.